October 9, 1932. God created man in an ecstasy of love. Creation, garment of man. The sweet sound of the little bell. Ecstasies in turn of the creator and of the creature. Prodigy of the conception of the virgin. My abandonment in the fiat continues, and however more abandoned in it I am, so much more I feel its strength that fortifies me, its life that animates me, its light that comforts me, illuminates me and, making itself revealer, reveals to me he in whose arms I am all abandoned, and with powerful attraction makes me go around in his works. He loves and wants that his little daughter be spectator of what he has done for love of creatures. So while I was going around, my divine and sovereign Jesus, stopping me in the act of the creation of man, told me, my daughter, what sweet memory is the creation of man. He was created in an ecstasy of our love. So much was our love, that we remained enraptured before our own work that we put forth to the light. The beauty with which we had invested him enraptured us. The sanctity with which we had filled him enraptured us. The form, the harmony with which we had formed him, enraptured us. His prerogatives, each quality of his, was an ecstasy of love that we felt, and it enraptured us to love him. So our love remained shaken, overcome, and putting us in ecstasy, made arise in us the operating and immortal love toward man. And in this ecstasy of love, enraptured as we were, nothing bothered us, we placed no limits, we displayed so much in loving him and in enriching him with all goods, that no void remained, so his love would be full for us, and so be able to enrapture us to love him continuously. Therefore, just remembering how man was created repeats our loving ecstasies to him. Now, one who goes around in our will, as she finds our works that were prepared in order to then create man, she sounds the little bell to call all creatures to recognize this love of God toward man. And its sweet sound calls our attention, our love reawakens, and makes arise again in us our ecstasies of love toward her. Ecstasies mean total repouring toward whom one loves, and one who comes into our will has the strength to make us undergo our ecstasy of love so that we pour ourselves out again in her. And with our power, we put the creature into ecstasies for us, so that nothing remains for her, and everything repours into our Supreme Being. A mutual repouring occurs, the one into the other, because there is nothing that pleases us more than seeing the creature in that same will in which she was created. To contemplate our works, know them, and feel the pulsations of our love that each created thing possesses, was the garment that we prepared and gave to man in creating so many things and the whole of creation. Now, who receives the life of the good that created things contain? One who makes use of this garment so splendid, and with right knows them. Knowing them, she finds our palpitating love, our operating will, and she loves them and loves in them that Supreme Being who loves her so much. Therefore be attentive and constant in going around in our works, so that we give each other a hand in loving each other, take turns placing ourselves in ecstasy, and with utility you will make use of the great garment that with so much love your Creator has given you. After this my little mind wandered in the acts done by the divine will, and passing from one to another, I arrived at the conception of the Most Holy Virgin. O God! The heavens remained mute before this completed act of the divine will. The angels seem stammering, and for however much they say, it seems that they do not know how to say everything about this prodigy so great. Ah! Only God can speak of it, because he is the author of the prodigy of what was worked in this conception. And while I remained amazed, my lovable Jesus, surprising me, told me, my daughter, the conception of the Immaculate Virgin was a new act of our will. New in the way, new in time, and new in grace. The whole of creation was renewed in her. In our all-seeingness and immensity we called all creatures, all their good acts present, past, and future, as if they were one alone, so that this conception would be formed over everything and everyone to give the right to everyone, and give them the right not with words, but with deeds over everything. When our will does an act that must serve for the universal good of everyone, it puts no one aside. And making use of its omnipotence, it reunites everything together, creatures and their acts except for sin, because evil cannot enter into our acts and completes the act that it wants to do. See, all your acts also contributed. You put forth your part, therefore by right you are her daughter, and the Virgin Queen with right is your mama. But do you know why we had this way of bringing this holy creature forth to the light? In order to renew the whole of creation, to love it again with new love, and to place everyone and everything in safety, as though under the wings of this creature and celestial mother. We never do our works isolated, but we always start from our one and only act, that while it is one, it unites everything and does everything as if they were one alone. This is our omnipotence, our creative strength, in one single act to do everything, to find everything, and to do good to everyone. Fiat.